Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show, ladies and gentlemen. We're here in the Sports Lounge at the Championship Radio Network, CRN. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I'd like to have some earphones. It would be wonderful.
Well, you don't have. They didn't put headsets up there for you.
Yeah, no earphones.
Well, I'll speak loudly so you can hear us here in the studio.
Use your signals, your hand signals.
Okay. Let's get it on. Landing the plane right now. I'll come back in. So, Fred, how are you doing this week?
Well, I could be doing better. I'm all right.
No, we'll get it.
Hey,
for
we're
you.
Fine. We're good. Hope everybody's have a good weekend and they're back up and running. And here we are.
Yeah, we got lots of things going on right in the middle of baseball season. Football stories still floating around. We got a lot of things. And today on the show, Fred, we're going to take a look at some of the interesting characters you have played in your distinguished career. And there's some good ones too. I found pictures that we're putting up around the studio right now, pictures when you were on Cheers, and of course you were Hunter, and there's so many good things. Got a good picture of you and McCall standing up there right now. We're going to post that one up at our website at the FredDreyerShow.com. A lot of good information there, so it's good. How's your week going? What you been up to?
I've just been fighting the good fight like everybody on the home front. Yeah. Family's good, healthy.
That's a good news. Yeah.
Everybody's good and healthy. I might get my granddaughter in here for a couple of days.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very good. Your granddaughter, since I've known you, she's growing up. She's
she's
a young lady.
She's 16, yeah. And she's beautiful, and she's a smart kid, and she wants to come out and see her poppy. So
takes care of you, man.
We'll fix that up for
you. Yeah, that's good stuff for you. All right. So, by the way, if you want to follow Fred on X, it's @Fred_Dreyer, @Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email Fred. We get emails in here. We'll get to some today. We're going to get to one from a gentleman that's had it here for a couple of weeks, and it's a lot of good information in there. And we'll get some answers from Fred. You can email Fred, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, @CRNTalk.com.
Yeah, very good.
Sports Lounge here every week at this time on our flagship 790 KBC, the Sports Byline Radio Network, the CRN Radio Network. We're on video. We're on Facebook Live. We're on so much more. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Feeling sluggish? Have brain fog? Wishing you had more energy? Well, there's a new science-backed solution that's just what you need. It's Gresca's Carbon 60. It's like a tiny Pac-Man for your cells, gobbling up free radicals that damage your body and brain. C60 has been shown to boost your energy levels, increase cognitive health and brain function, and work at the cellular level. Experience the improvements for yourself. Visit www.c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Take control of your health and feel the difference. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com and read our testimonials. c-60.com.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. It's the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. And, of course, star of Hunter and so many other movies. We're going to delve into that next segment on the show. But I'm Michael Horn. Glad to be with you today. And, Fred, we thought we'd go check out just some of the neighbors that check in with us, send us emails, and also from time to time post on Facebook Live. Bruce says hello. But Jenny has got a question for you. She's in Santa Maria, and she said, an interesting fun fact for you, Fred. Ed O'Neill, who guest starred in season one of Hunter on the episode called The Garbage Man, also played professional football for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the late 1960s. Were you aware of that? I wasn't. The actor Ed O'Neill?
No.
No. Anyway, he was on, remember the episode, The Garbage Man, where he was in the episode there, and he played the in that one. The episode was called The Garbage Man and Hunter, season one.
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, he was in there, so we got that going for you anyway. So if you got some thoughts and anybody knows more about Ed O'Neill's football career, let us know about it, and we'll get it out there and find out more on the Steelers. You played the, as I recall, Fred, you, when you were on the Rams, played the Steelers in at least one big game, as I recall. Is that correct?
We played them during the regular season as well, and as the Super Bowl, but... Yeah. I did not know that about Ed.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff there. Now let's talk about this guy, Larry Allen. He passed away, this guy on the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, very good player.
Yeah, everybody seemed to love him. Tragic end here. He passed away last weekend. It was on vacation with his family in Mexico. Cowboys put out their deepest condolences, their thoughts, their prayers to the Allen family. He was just 52 years old, Hall of Famer, joined the Cowboys in 1994. Quickly, not only was a great player, became one of the best players on the roster, but in his first eight seasons, he earned All-Pro honors six times, seven Pro Bowl honors. It didn't take long for him to become really a fan favorite as well, especially after fans saw that he could bench press 700 pounds. Did you guys have competitions sometimes when you're in the weight rooms to see who could press the most?
Yeah, it isn't an established event, but it's guys goofing around, and it's when you get hurt. But
yeah,
I'm I'm always amazed at how strong people are in relationship to their size and their weight.
Well, you, after your playing days, you've stayed active. You got a whole workout room and everything you work on. You work out like every day. Every other day, what do you do?
Well, I don't lift. I don't bench press heavy weights like I used to. I needed to do that, you know,
to
maintain health and strength throughout the season, because not every day you can work out, you know. You're traveling, and you're not getting enough nutrition to feed yourself, and you can really hurt yourself if you're not careful.
So you do more or less just something kind of a maintaining sort of thing, just muscle tone, that sort of thing, firmness?
Yeah, I use the machines now more so than I ever have before, you know.
When you say machines, you're talking about the machines you can take the thing out and put different weights in or whatever.
Yeah, the pin, you know, you pull the pin out, you move it, and, you know, it's usually weights that are geared around your own body weight.
Yeah, so this guy here, this Larry Allen, when he was playing days, 700 pounds he was pressing. He wanted to play. He ended up playing a total of 12 years in Dallas, and starting 170 games he started, and he ended his career up in San Francisco. So it's pretty good stuff.
No, he was legit.
Yeah. Now let's get into this. You know, we had a whole big discussion about this when the NFL expanded their games up to, what, 16 games is it now? Is that what they're playing for the
17,
yeah. Right. I went from 16 to 17 anyway. So this Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, who you're friendly with, I've seen you talk with him on different occasions and everything, he has vision of maybe adding an 18th regular season game to the schedule. And apparently there's feeling that this is going to be met with resistance from the NFL's Players Association. This this guy, Ryan Kelly, who's a vice president on the union's executive committee, made it very clear that he has zero appetite for expansion of the regular season. He says 18 games sounds great. This is the quote here from Ryan Kelly, the vice president on the union's executive committee. He says 18 games sounds great when Roger's saying it on a podcast. He says, but until you're the one that's going to go out there and put the helmet on for 18 of those games, then come talk to me. So, you know, people see baseball being played every day, basketball played many times during the week, hockey. What is it about football? You've been there on the gridiron there, Fred, and it's like you guys spend the whole week. It's kind of like doing a TV series. You work all week long for the big game or the taping on Sunday here, right?
Well, you have what they would call a routine, a schedule that the team is on, and that the defense and the special teams and the offense, receivers, kicking team, so forth and so on, they have their team-sponsored workouts. Then there's the workouts that belong to the individual groups, defensive ends, tackles, linebackers, running backs, those types of things. And everybody has their own program that they supplement with. And sometimes, you know, you find a groove that you're in, and you have a certain amount of weights that you want to lift during the regular season, and you want to plan on maintaining that workout as much as you possibly can during the season while you're traveling, and it's a full schedule. Make no mistake about it. And these guys do work hard. What you don't see is certainly those types of game plans, proposals for physical excellence, as it were.
Yeah, exactly, because you got to get the whole game plan down and everything. And so, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, he didn't put a timetable on his goal for maybe adding another game to 18 games. They've got a collective bargaining agreement that they just agreed to here recently. It's in place through the 2030 season, but it could be amended or renegotiated at any time. But apparently, a lot of people just, the players are saying, this Kelly guy, who is, Ryan Kelly, president of the union's executive committee, says, I wish people, meaning us, the fans here, not you necessarily, Fred, understand how hard it would be to play 16. Then they added on another one, he says, and then they get rid of the preseason games, he says, quoting him now, he says, and then they get rid of the preseason games. Okay, who's that going to hurt? The guys that don't have a shot, the guys that are the undrafted guys or the late round picks that need to go out there and improve themselves. I don't think that the fans see it like they don't watch the preseason games, but they have no idea what goes on inside the building. So meaning on the field or whatever. You got to get ready for the season. You many times, Fred, have said there's so many injuries because the players don't come to training camp ready to go and don't use training camp to get ready.
Well, they don't adhere to the belief that you have to hit during training camp. We used to have several weeks, two weeks, 17 days of contact, right, during training camp. And if you're going to get a sprained ankle in training camp, you're going to get injured to a certain degree during training camp, but it's part of training camp to prepare for the season. People judge themselves as they go accordingly.
And I think it's the same with other sports as well, too. I mean, look at baseball. They play, what, three innings? They come there, they start playing some games already. Back in the day, they used to do sliding drills and bunting drills and, trying to get people loosened up and ready to go. That's not done, and I think that's why there's so many more injuries in all sports, because the players aren't ready.
Well, they're not ready, and some are. Some aren't. Depends on the positioning.
Depends on the play.
What kind of condition you were in when you went to camp?
We'll talk more straight ahead.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, and all-around great guy for you. We're talking a little bit about football, and we're talking about prepping and being ready to go for football. And Fred, just after that break there, you were saying a lot of the injuries are happening because people, players, some of the individuals don't come to training camp ready to perform. And if they are ready to perform, sometimes training camp is not long enough to get those skills up to speed, and thus we have a lot of injuries.
Well, I should correct myself, make an amendment to that.
Okay.
This is the era where every football player works out every day for 365. They're never not in good physical condition. The days of going to camp and running a mile for time is kind of over with. You know, they have combines that they put the top players through before the draft. So they know the conditioning not only of individuals, but of the group that they're drafting from.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one thing. And by the time they get lined up and start playing, you're going to get chipped off with an injury here and there. You can twist your leg jumping down the stairs to your dorm room, you know.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, it washes itself out. They're pretty well conditioned, and they come into camp in pretty darn good shape.
What about when you play your game on Sunday? Because this guy, again, one more thought here on this thing. Rod, if you missed it here, Goodell, the NFL commissioner, wants to maybe expand it to 18 games at some point, and the Players Association, Ryan Kelly, vice president of the union's executive committee, says, hey, but we're not for that. And then Kelly added that fans, and I'm quoting him now, he says, shouldn't know all the injuries that we go through, but they don't know what it takes to play on Sunday. I just think it's too many games. And once again, we get back to prepping for Sunday's game.
I'm sorry, who said that?
This is the guy from the Players Association, Ryan Kelly. He says that the fans don't know what it takes to play on Sunday. I mean, it's a whole week. Sometimes you have somebody playing a Monday night game, and next thing you know, then they're going to play a Sunday game. That a couple of days there, it changes their whole perspective of the season a little bit.
Well that may be true, but what else is also true and more important is we don't care if the fans understand what we're doing.
Yeah, but I think he's saying for purposes of the argument that fans want more games. They just don't realize stress on the players.
Well, listen, I mean, it's clear it's a contact sport and you're going to get hit in the head and you're going to get a lot of bumps and bruises before the season starts. They play how many games do they play preseason now? Do they play any?
Yeah, like a couple of games, what, two, three games?
Well, they play a couple of games,
yeah.
And then they get right down to kickoff,
yep,
with the new rules, and there's no returns, and so they're doing everything they can to round off the edges of the sport.
Gotcha.
Look, Roger Goodell has done a tremendous job. He's doing everything that ownership wants him to do. I wish, this is an aside to that, but I wish that the Players Association, the team reps, would focus in on ex-players people who are retired to include them in the next negotiation.
The bargaining agreement,
the
sure.
The next bargaining agreement so they get health care.
Yeah. And, you're telling me that a lot of times the players that played in back in my day or your day or whatever don't get the health care extended or whatever, and they took just as many hits, maybe more than they take now.
As time's gone on, they need more help.
Yeah.
You know, and for them not to, you know, this is nothing. There's billions of dollars floating around. And for the Players Association and the representatives not to get together and do something for retired players. After all, I talked to one guy in Arizona a couple of years ago and complaining about this. He goes, well, you know, it doesn't pay off to, give money. We put the money where what money should go. I said, let me tell you something. And it brought 2 years, if I'm correct, about 2 to 3 years anyway, you're going to be out of the league.
Huh.
What are you going to be doing? You're going to be showing up here asking for some financial help. I bet you do. I bet you the odds are that you do. And who do you think is going to listen to you?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, and so that's been the case on some of the old players, too, that are looking for those kind of things. Concussions was a big deal. I know you were involved in that committee for many years.
Yeah, I was involved in that.
Yeah, so to make it go to work. All right, let's go take a look here and see if we got any more comments that have come in here a little bit. Rachel is listening in Birmingham over there. We got calls in from Cape Canaveral. Chris said, besides baseball, Fred, did you play any other sports in grade school or high school?
Other than baseball,
yeah.
I played basketball my junior and
how'd you do with that?
My junior and senior year.
You're a tall drink of water there. How'd you do?
I was gawky and I didn't respond to it that way.
Well. Okay.
No. That wasn't my deal.
Okay. Let's see. What else is going on? Nikki says, how you doing? And she's in Florida there. And she's, she's usually in Nebraska, but vacationing in Florida. Here's the thing. Somebody named Nadine said, did you get the Bible? And apparently, I see you've been carrying that with you there. Nadine, is that?
Here's my Bible that Nadine got me. She sent this to me.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And I greatly appreciate it. And
you saw that
Fred with God's love, Nadine.
That's pretty good. Thank you, Nadine.
There it is right here.
That's very good stuff over there. So very nice. So you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Go to his website, thefreddreyershow.com. You got a lot of stuff there, past shows and a whole lot more. It's thefreddreyershow.com, and it's pretty good, interesting
stuff. You know what's interesting, folks, is that if I were to carry with me on my person a Bible, it would be something along this line.
You got
size, it. Size, shape, and zipper, but the problem is the writing, the script, the
small
font, as you can see here, is enormously small.
Well, we'll get you some of the magnifiers.
Well, I need a hat. I need like a Sherlock Holmes hat.
Yeah.
With a rear view bicycle mirror on the side of it.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah.
That's it. Anyway, Nadine, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Nadine. That's a very nice gift.
I'll continue just to read sports stories, that's all. Won't be able to be filled with a good word there. Now, we got another story here today, and contracts are crazy. Listen to this one. Minnesota Vikings have agreed to a $140 million contract extension, making this guy, Justin Jefferson, the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. So he's signed for $140 million, four-year contract extension, multiple outlets reporting on this at the beginning of the week, highest paid non-quarterback. The Vikings and Jefferson separately announced the deal on Monday morning, with the Vikings confirming that it was the highest contract for a non-quarterback. quarterback in the NFL. The contract extension will be added to his rookie contract and last through 2028. It's worth $140 million, $110 million of which is guaranteed. And becoming that they say something that once was a dream is now a reality. That's what Jefferson said. And prior to this contract, the San Francisco 49ers' Nick Bosa was the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL history after signing a contract last year, which made him $34 million. It paid him $34 million a season. So,
you know, I glaze over when I hear these numbers.
I know, it's crazy.
You know, you go to college for maybe a year.
Yep.
Then you go to another portal, and then you get paid for that, and then you go to the National Football League draft combine, then you get drafted, then you get a bonus, and then you get paid, then you show up for your new job, your new team, and it's as if you've been there all your life with $100 million in your pocket.
That's it. And then there's the high price, the deals that teams play to get extra players for you. The Dallas Mavericks in the finals there in 2023, they had fallen one game behind the final spot of the Western Conference, but they had little chance of playing. And so this front office made the decision, as an organizational decision, to prioritize the draft over pursuing the postseason. And so they did that. And, you know, some of the players, like Luka Doncic, said that, you know, he just thought they should have played or whatever. Anyway, 7 days after their loss to the Bulls, they were able to pick up somebody in the draft that has brought them now into the playoffs here, and that's a pretty good deal. 14 months later, their first round draft pick, Derek Lively, 7'1" center, has made a big difference on the team. And so who knows what to do? Should you play hard and win, or should you just pull back and take the draft pick? What would you do, Fred?
I would just put my fingers over my over my ears, yeah, and pull the plug.
And pull the plug, and that's it. It's the way you do it to build a team. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to get to some emails. Got more stories for you, too. We got baseball news, basketball news. We got a full
plate. Oh, by the way, I want to make sure I don't lose this thought.
Yes.
You know, the Dodgers have now played in
About a third of the season, something like that.
There's trouble ahead with these guys not hitting when they should.
All right, hold on here.
And there we go. We'll talk about
that. We'll talk about that when we come back here. Stay with us here. Fred Dreyer Show. He's Fred Dreyer. We'll be back.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
So I just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
We're back. It's Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. All-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. We got some emails here. You can email Fred, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. This comes from Jeremy. We try to get to this every week, so we thought we'd give it some time, an email into Fred. He says, Fred, as a Young's Rams fan in the 70s, when you were having great teams every year only to lose to Minnesota or Dallas in division or championship games, it seemed until 1979, despite all that talent. He says, I was wondering if you could share some thoughts for fans about your decade with the Rams from the beginning and those losses year after year and how they affected the guys who were there most of the decade and how finally getting to the Super Bowl made you and everyone feel, how did it make you feel? That's what he wants to know.
How did I feel about losing?
Well, how was it over the years, the decade of working your way up and then finally making it to the Super Bowl? That nucleus of that team stayed together most of that time.
Well, we held it together because we thought we could win a Super Bowl in the 70s. We gave it a shot. It didn't work. And then people, you know, like Merlin Olsen and what have you started retiring, and the team turned over, and we actually got a lot better in certain areas, but it's like anything else you do. You know, you put your head down and you prepare yourself.
There you go.
For the league and for the season that's coming up, and you just do the best you can.
Now, and that Jeremy is in North Carolina. He says, out of all those years in the 70s there, which team in the 70s was the best one in your opinion, and which loss to Dallas or Minnesota hurt the most?
Which loss?
Yeah.
All of them hurt.
Yeah.
You know, you've only got, when we were playing, the regular season schedule was 14 games. And
right.
Then you have two playoff games and a Super Bowl. So you can go 17-0 or 17 like the Dolphins did. You can go 17-0 or 15-1, or as a matter of fact, you know, it all depends on you know, the luck of the draw and how well you stay together. And that has to do with injuries as well.
He also asked, how did you gear up for the next year after you had those losses? And that's kind of an interesting question. How do you keep it going? And is there much thought that the team during the decade, you know, was there a feeling that, oh, boy, we're underperforming, we can do it? You just kind of answered, you said earlier, that you guys thought you could win that game. So did that keep you going into the next year, fly into the next season?
Yeah, you self-evaluate yourself. You have you have to have the ability to understand your value and therefore everybody else's value around you, and once you realize that you are on limited or on shaky ground, and you're on limited fuel to take you through not only the season but through your career, you start to prepare yourself to leave.
Well, and he's kind of deep here, this guy, Jeremy. And it's true. It's like you take a look at teams like the Atlanta Braves. So you want to talk about the Dodgers. They're going to have some problems, whatever. They have great teams, but do they win maybe the big championship game? You got to remember, that's like one game in football. That's like a small series in baseball. But over those years, that's kind of what he's saying. How'd you gear up year after year? Because the team was pretty much a solid team that you were playing on. You were on the cusp, he says, to quote him now, you're on the cusp every year, something to really be proud of, and it was not easy to win year after year like you guys did.
Well, yeah, it's true. But my point to you, I think, before we went to break was the hardship really comes when you're when you have to gear up and go back to another long, hard, punishing training camp to get to the regular season, to get to the playoffs. It's very, you got to be mentally strong. That's where your mental capacity is challenged.
So the final thought here from this fan here, Jeremy, he says, how do you reflect on your life experience, not only in sports, but also family? And what advice do you give men who are maybe a tad younger than you when it comes to aging and living a full life and overcoming disappointments personally and professionally? How do you overcome that and build it and bring it into training camp every year?
Well, I'm sorry.
He wants to know how you reflect on your life experience, and not only on sports, but also your family. What advice would you give men who are maybe a tad younger than you when it comes to aging and living a full life and overcoming disappointments?
You've got to be prepared off season. I mentioned earlier here in our broadcast is that everybody today is ready. That's one of the main things that's changed. You know, people have lives and they have families to go to, and they got a picnic, and they got to work together with the neighbor to build the fence, and you know, they got a lot of things they're doing. But the athletes today, there's so much money that they don't dare show up not in shape, and so they'll show up to training camp ready to go. They'll have to take their exams, as it were, and study hard, which they do, and one thing will lead to another, and it'll actually gain momentum and start pulling you through the season.
All right, now in baseball, you don't want to be like this guy. Is it Tucupita Marcano, who was on the Pittsburgh Pirates injured list when he placed bets on Major League Baseball games during the latter half of last season? He received the punishment. He's got apparently a lifetime ban now from Major League Baseball. This gaming thing first started with Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, and now it looks like it's spread. Now, this guy's banned forever. He's got a lifetime ban, Fred. Was a San Diego Padres utility man, and then he was on the Pirates and injured. Starts betting on games. I saw some reports last night that apparently this is going to be something we're going to see, that these players are stupid. They're just betting on games. They don't realize they're going to destroy their whole career.
It's going to destroy the sport.
It is. The gaming stuff is there now to bet on. They actually broadcast games, and they're sponsoring the games to go ahead and place your bets.
Yeah, it's turning into an ugly fistfight sports, and I don't know. You know, as I said earlier today, I'm not ashamed of the things that I did, nor do I feel as though that they were good enough to overlook maybe any weakness or anything that I had over a period of time. But for all of that that's said, you cannot be this unaware, call it stupid. But this guy doesn't deserve that accolade to dress up. I don't know anybody that would say, "Oh, we got to get him." You know, he had a good system going there in Vegas. We got to get him on the team.
Exactly. This guy reportedly made 231 Major League Baseball related bets. They totaled over $87,000. He was once a well-regarded Padres prospect. He ranked 11th in the San Diego system entering the 2021 season. And that year, he was sent to Pittsburgh alongside outfielder, another guy for an infielder, Adam Frazier, with the Pirates. Marcano appeared in 149 games across three Major League Baseball campaigns, in which he apparently had versatility, but nowhere near enough power to be an impact player. 24 years old, from Venezuela, tore his ACL last July, and next thing you know, he's gaming again. And apparently, it's easy to track. You can have somebody else put the bet for you, but they can trace it back to you and find out who put the bet in. So it can't be that stupid.
Well, the planet is full of people that are that dumb.
Diamondbacks pitcher Andrew Salfrak, he was there. Athletics pitcher Michael Kelly. Padres minor league pitcher Jay Groom. And Phillies minor league infielder Jose Rodriguez were given one-year suspensions because of their betting. It took place while they were in minor league players. So it's starting in the minor. Don't the teams get together and say, "Hey, guys, you know, there's a ban against betting in baseball."
Well, they they want betting at every level. They want betting, and when they do get caught, they're more lenient than not, unless it's egregious. And for the most part, I would think that if you have a standard set high to protect the sport and gambling should be that paradigm, is that they better get rid of these guys right now, once and for all.
Yeah, and some listener, Paul, neighbor Paul, said Pete Rose said he always approached the plate with the mindset that he's going to get a fastball. Paul wants to know what went through your head, right before you started playing again, before the snap appeared on the football. Did you have a thought that went through? Are you ready for something?
Like fastball. I was ready for the fastball.
Thank you, Paul. That's what I thought you were going to say. There you have it for you. Now, we've got from your career, our Pamela has sent along some pictures of not only just you as Sergeant Rick Hunter, but some of your other characters that you sensationally also brought to life. And we thought we'd go down memory lane. We're going to post these at thefreddryershow.com. First, we got Dave Richards, who was in 1982. You were on Cheers, and that was your character's name. Weren't you a former a boyfriend of the character there on the show there in Cheers?
Yeah, Ted Danson and I were teammates on the Boston Red Sox. He left and opened a bar. I left and became the roving baseball sports reporter for the greater Boston area.
Good-looking guy there, Dave Richards. Good. And then there's Mike Land in 1995. Now, who is Mike Land? What character was this?
He was the guy that ran the security operations out of the Westin Hotel.
Really?
In Cabo.
Okay, so this was Land's End. This was your character in
That's
there.
That's what it said.
Mike Land in Land's End. That's the title of the show.
See?
Instead of Mike's End,
see
this was
works?
Land's End. Okay, so very good. I've watched that show, by the way. By the way, you're on, I should mention, Fred, that you're on the Roku, and they got it at the top of the screen there, Roku, and they've got not only the Hunter series, but the Hunter movies as well, too.
Oh, wow.
So I thought I would bring that up to you.
Okay.
Now, who else do we have here, if we can move along memory lane? Here's Police Chief Masters. This is 1997. What was this? You were a police chief? This wasn't Hunter, for gosh sakes.
I'll tell you what this was.
Yeah.
This was Fred Silverman and I worked together to put together a pilot for CBS, and this was the lead character of that pilot.
You look like you had a lot of years in the police department here, like you could really dish it out, buddy.
It was called The Chief. And that was the character from The Chief.
Was this just a
pilot?
Pilot. I want to see that pilot.
It was a pretty good show.
It looks like it's a good show over there. We go to break with staring at this one here. This guy here is Police Chief Masters. Probably Mark Master's uncle, I guess, maybe, from Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
Anyway, 1997, and I want to see if we can dig that one up. We'll take a break, come back with more. We're here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Got a couple of great characters. Stay tuned.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we're back here, the Fred Dreyer Show. So it's Jamie King wrote to you, said, hello, Fred, I'm a fan of Hunter. I have the entire series on DVD. I know you were number one, the executive producers, and one of them there. And maybe you can help me. I'm trying to get the Hunter TV movies and some of the rebooted episodes. I just told you, the Hunter movies, I think, are on Roku. They're putting them at Search Roku. If you got a Roku stick, it's right there on the Roku channel that they have them there for you. I think we should do another Hunter movie now. And here's what I would do.
Maybe
I get the old CRN van and we put you instead of Ironside in the police van. We put you in a wheelchair, I'll hook you up in the back, and we go speeding off after the guys just shoot at people as you're going down the freeway.
Yeah, I have a submarine joystick.
It'd be great. We're going to work on that. That should be good. Okay, so I promised you a couple more great momentous moments. This is my personal favorite. This is a movie that didn't get the acclaim it needed, and this was Chef Raleigh Wade in 2000. This was the Highway 90. Now, what's the name of this movie? 399?
Highway 395.
395. It was marked down from 399.
Oh,
thank you. And so that's Chef Raleigh Wade. And finally, this one of your most recent appearances, because Fred still is in there. He's on a lot of this show. This is Octavian Bloom. You were one of the sharp police officers. That was this in the RoboCop?
You know what I'm just looking at here? I'm looking at, see how it's illuminated in the back?
Yeah.
this was a what I thought was a UFO that turned out to be a real transformer that went from a Volkswagen Bug into a bumblebee.
And we're gonna the movie was Bumblebee, wasn't it?
It was called Bumblebee.
And we're gonna post this picture. You'll see the look in Octavian. Octavian Bloom's face when he sees the bumblebee. Good stuff over there, Fred. That is good, and that's a good acting there for you too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So, and that's our show. If you miss anything, follow Fred on the X at Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheFreeOldFredDreyer, and email him FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, DREYER@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, it's always great to be back with you guys, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
We'll see you next time. Thanks so much for joining us.